You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition, joined by Mark Shelton to kind of break apart, look at the Cincinnati Reds team that could use a little bit more thunder. Lowest scoring team in the National League since the All-Star break, and as a result, they slipped away, and you can argue they're sort of buried in the National League Central race. Still 5.5 games back in the wild card, providing a little bit of hope, even though they've slid under 500. Mark, do they still look at themselves as being able to turn things around and get back in the wild card race? How much longer can they keep this going?
Well, the manager Brian Price recently was rather candid about it. He more or less said they know that they're on the outside looking in. I think it was a term he used to explain where they are and that they put themselves in that situation. He's not saying they're out of it, of course, and no manager is going to concede that till the end, and no player is going to concede that to the end. But they also know they have a huge hole to dig out of, and they're going to do the best they can to do what they can to get out of this. But the odds are long, and they know it, and they got to do some things in a hurry to get out of it.
Well, the 2014 version of the $64 million question with the Reds, it's always Joey Votto's health. I know he's on the 60-day disabled list with that quad injury that has just really wrecked his season. And he, as a result, he can't be activated until some point in early September. But do you think they're getting close to a point where they would just shut him down and say, go ahead and take from now till spring training, get yourself ready, and let's make it about 2015?
That does make perfect sense to me. I think the only two ways that I could see him coming back this season are if, A, they do get back in the race and they can use him one way or the other. He's eligible on September 4th to be activated. Or, B, that he actually is 100%, whether they're in it or out of it, and he can't do himself any further damage by playing if he is 100% all the way ready to play. But I would say if he's anything less than 100%, the team is out of it, then he should pack it in. Look to 2015 and be stronger than ever and try to make a comeback. But right now it's been such a gray area. He's just been cleared for jogging recently. The baseball activity hasn't been really green lighted yet. We don't know when that's going to happen. He talked to us last week and he was defensive but vague also about his timetable, that he's just going to try to come back. And Brian Price said that he expects him to come back sometime this season.
Well, clearly health has been part of the lack of health has been part of the story of the Red season, a team that had been to the playoffs three times in 4 years with Dusty Baker. Of the last four, Dusty Baker is manager. I look at teams played stat. Through 131 games, only four guys that have been in 100-plus games. But the other thing that just seems inescapable, and I imagine if you're either Don Long, the hitting coach, or assistant hitting coach Lee Tinsley, both in their first year in the organization, this has got to be keeping you up at night. The lack of hitting in the second half, but since the All-Star break, Brian Peña and Devin Mesoraco, the two catchers, the only guys with OPS is higher than 658. Hitting's contagious. Obviously, not hitting can be contagious. Any common denominator to the power outage that's occurred?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, this is kind of the scenario that Brooke Jacoby, the former hitting coach, faced, and it really does show that it's not always the hitting coach. A lot of times, it is the players, and a lot of it could be some guys are not hitting in roles that they're normally accustomed to. If Votto and Phillips had been here the whole season, maybe they're not counting on certain guys as much in certain spots in the lineup. Mesoraco's kind of been all over. He came out really hot, and I've kind of speculated in a story that maybe from catching in the grind of every day and everything like that he might be wearing down. He's kind of in an 0-for-11 now. He recently snapped an 0-for-20 before that. And it just seems like he hasn't hit the same. He's been kind of up and down. But I don't know if there's a common denominator other than a lot of guys are being asked to do some things that they haven't normally been used to pick up a lot of slack. Some guys are just trying really too hard to change a game or change a situation all on their own rather than doing the things that kind of made them successful for the month or two. The team got really hot right before the All-Star break. But it's just really hard to explain why the offense completely dried up right at the All-Star break like it did, other than the fact that they've been playing without mostly their two key guys.
Yeah, without pointing to Tavares or Brandon Phillips, you know, I was an advocate of Billy Hamilton as an All-Star. I thought the excitement he brought and the fact that he more than held his own at the plate in the first half of the season, he would have been a nice addition to the National League All-Star team, and now it would seem he's just barely hanging on to a spot on the roster, at least based on performance. Since the All-Star break, hitting .217, and a really alarming stat, I would imagine, is a .242 on-base percentage. How is he handling this? Do you see a young guy that's just kind of, putting a lot of pressure on himself, and it's starting to spiral, or what's going on with Billy Hamilton?
Well, first of all, I don't think he's in danger of losing his roster spot. I can assure you that they still are behind him, and they're going to stick with him thick and thin, especially with his defense being what it is. But as far as offensively goes, I don't think he's losing any confidence. He's a very confident kid. He seems to have it together pretty well. Yeah, he's fallen victim to what a lot of people are, and just he's not doing well getting on base. He's never walked, even when he was playing well in the first half. He hasn't been very successful at drawing walks. He's been better at things like two-strike counts and hitting defensively and driving in runs, which is not supposed to be necessarily his role as a leadoff hitter, but he's done that pretty well. But he's just not hitting well and not setting the table for the other guys, which is another reason why things are kind of drying up a little bit in the second half. But it's part of the maturation process. They kind of knew going into this that it wasn't going to be perfect for him. And he was better than advertised offensively in the first half. And maybe now he's more as advertised or a little bit less. And it's part of the rookie season. It's his first full year in the majors, and they're kind of just going through it right now.
You know, another guy that you do hear some people pointing to that they need more offense from is Zach Cozart, the shortstop. But, you know, it seems like he's quietly putting together a potential gold glove season at shortstop. You look at some of the defensive metrics, and he's leading the way there. How steady has he been at shortstop? And what's he doing so well to run up? He has a defensive run save rating of +21. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. He's been like this really since he's gotten here, but this has been his best year defensively, his worst year offensively. But he's always been really strong since he arrived as a rookie in, I think, 2011, of making all the regular normal plays, but also having a flair for the spectacular plays. He covers a lot of ground at shortstop. He's got a lot of range. They don't worry about balls hit to the hole because he can get them, and he can go far in the hole, and he can make the throw. He's got a really good strong arm, and he's as good as he's been in the in all the metrics, he's still kind of an underrated shortstop in a lot of ways. You don't hear his name come up as much around the league as one of the top shortstops in the league. Part of that is because he's not been hitting well. But defensively, he and Brandon Phillips form a nice double play combination, and they do pretty well covering the middle infield, especially, you have the middle ground. You have Mesoraco behind the plate. You have Cozart and Phillips, and you have Hamilton up in center field. So up the middle, they're pretty good.
Well, the great Dave Rosema told me a long time ago that pitchers like their double plays turned. So guys that get it done on defense, they're going to have a lot of friends in the clubhouse for sure. And last question, we got September 1st coming up with expanded rosters. When you look to guys that could be brought up in September and added to the team, Are there one or two guys you think could make a difference in games in September?
No, I don't see that. Like last year, the big September call-up that was anticipated was, of course, Billy Hamilton, and he provided an immediate impact as a pinch runner, kind of extraordinaire. This year, they really don't have anybody at AAA that's going to be exciting or somebody that's been greatly anticipated. Pretty much they don't have a top-level prospect at AAA. They're going to bring back some of the guys that that's already been seen up here this year, like a Donald Lutz and Natale Soto, and on the pitching side, maybe Curtis Parch, and those names aren't gonna excite anybody as far as come to the ballpark to see the great new prospect. But they're young guys. Lutz especially has a big bat, and if they let him play, I think he could be interesting to watch, and he can hit the ball pretty far. But the prospects like Robert Stevenson in AA and Michael Lorenzen, I don't see them coming up. Stevenson hasn't had a great year. It's been kind of an up and down season. They're very excited about him. He's their number one prospect. And then Lorenzen, they're going to cap his innings. It was his first full year in professional baseball, and he's as a starter, no less, after being a closer in college. And I think they are going to shut him down a little early and make sure his arm is okay.
Well, if I have this right, Lorenzen was a really good two-way player in college. Maybe they should just bring him up,
yes,
and slide him into some of those spots in the lineup. But you never know what they're going to do. Good turnaround in a hurry. Be very interesting to see if they do get Joey Votto back for September. Thanks for listening. This has been Phil Rogers with Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.